All right, back to the Mishnah Mezen Bitalis. The Gemara says, Tani Reb Tachlifa Bar Marava, Kamedu Reb Avo, Shnei Maduka Bitalis. The case of our Mishnah, two people are holding a talis and they walk into Bezen. And the same as our Mishnah, this one says Kula Shaliv Animitzasiyah, and the other one says Kula Shaliv Animitzasiyah. So Bezen says Yachlaikum. Zakti Gemara, no. Zenoit lad mokim shiade megas, the zenoit lad mokim shiade megas, and the hashar chokim shah. When we sit around Mishnah that Yachlaiku is not going on what you're holding. Each person gets what's in his hand. So if one person's holding more in his hand, and one person has less in his hand, so he's going to get more and he's going to get less. Right, so today, we'll start with an easy question. Okay? The question is why? Why? I don't think anybody asks. Why do you get what's in your hand? You're Mozik. Because I'm Mozik. It's a svara that it's mine, or it's just the halacha that it's mine. What's that on the side? Even though it's not mistaver that I went into a store and I bought one fistful of a talis. No, I'm coming into Bez, I'm holding a talis. I have in my hand, let's say, more than gimel, gimel. I have in my hand. So then yachlaiku is everything else. The fistful that's in my hand, that I get. So everyone seems to feel that it's a very pashta thing. Why the part in my hand I get? There's no svara that I bought the fistful. It was a metzia. So the svara is that the fistful I zicha picked up. Then why do I get more? Because I have a bigger hand than him? Let's say I'm holding 8% of the talis and he's holding 12%. So I get 8%, he gets 12%. We split the remaining 80. So now you explain to me in svara how we picked it up exactly, that I should get 8% and he should get 12%, we should split 80%.
That's really a pickup. Yeah.
Can be MS, right?
Whatever you grab onto, that's yours.
Whatever. So I'm asking, why is what's in my hand mine? Why, it's a din. It's, what?
When we didn't get to forget, it has to be in your hand.
The Kenyan has to be in my hand.
Kinyat
has to be in my hand, but here, so I was thinking about that, but then I'll ask you another question. When we say what's in your hand, we mean what's in your hand or what's hanging out of your end of the hand also? Only what's in my hand, I get this middle and there's what? But if I get, Rabbi Kivega said, we at least if I get, that's Kinyat. But Mitzia Kinyat Gbor helps. I don't have to be in my hand. One second. I should have started with the other question. My question I asked you is why? Why do you get what's in your hand? Everybody names on for Parshas that's fine. And we're trying to figure out why. Now, I guess it's related to that, the other question. And then we'll come back. When we say you get what's in your hand, it means it's all in your hand? Or even what's hanging on your side?
Until wherever he's holding. That's it.
It means everything has passed his hand. Everything has passed his hand, he should also get. So everything has passed his hand, he should get. Then you can't tell me that because it's in his hand. No, everything that's pierced his hand, they should get. I think it's from Stavr. They should get whatever's hanging on your side of the. When you do a tug of war, you pull the rope, but you don't hold the whole rope in your hand. Huh? What?
You're holding something that's round, a plate.
Yeah, if you're holding a plate, you can't. Let's stick with a talus. We'll get to a plate. Maybe a bad plate you don't get. Welcome, Shadim, I guess. We'll have to see. But what? Yeah, certainly. The question is, do we mean that it's all in his hand?
It's only talking about what's for answer. Everything that's not for answer is in your hand.
Yeah, but it could be.
Right, to me it's mustaver. To me it's mustaver that whatever's hanging out is like it's in your hand. I assume that that's what it means. Whatever kinyan I made, I want in my hand. They're making it once. But I did a kinyan on both sides. The kinyan, what?
All shaila is if we picked at the same time, right? So that's why the first the edge, but I picked at the same time. So then we're kind of do the half of the whole thing and spend it first here. Automatically.
Well, you see, that's my whole problem. If you're going to start making cheshbainis, if we picked up at the same time, maybe we picked up at the same time. Maybe we didn't pick up the same time. You start making the cheshbainis, then it doesn't make sense. That I should get my shiyade magas. Then why should I get 8%, 12%?
You're saying it's ready, so I'm best and can't take this out of anyone's hand anymore. This is mine, it's mine. So automatically, say that's a short kinyan on your
side. So it's not a svara b'chlal. It's just a din. It's a kinyan. You can't say kinyan, because kinyan, either we picked up together, it's 50-50. Or we picked it up separately and it belongs to one of us.
So we don't know. We have to say that was a Kenyan. You can't stop
clearing. Didn't we have a Haidah on this hand?
Nope.
This, whatever's in your hand, we had a Kibayga, it's Mamash HaHaidah. So Mela, there's no Dintayr on this half. So Mela, now the Chalubi Yichayli is on this. And this, I was worried to you that this half belongs to you, was never... Hagam and Mitzis doesn't make sense. But I was worried to you that this half, whatever's behind your
hand... So bottom line... What's the reason I get what's in my hand? It's just, there's a svara to it, or it's just such a halacha. it's a din. That's the way it comes out. Is there any svara to get what's in your hand? I mean, it seems fair to give people what's in their hand, but that's not a svara. Is there any svara why a person should get what's in his hand? It's just that you have such a din that if something's in your hand, we give it to you. Huh?
The whole
talisman,
one would be holding 40%, one would be holding
60,
and there is no
shar. Right. So one gets 40, one gets
60.
Right.
So it's two separate things. There's stuff that they're holding and stuff that they're not holding.
So it's like two separate dinei Torahs. One din Torah on what they're holding.
And that, each one
and that they get because of Kamash Tosav Shalaihu. There's not any svar at all to say how they picked it up, Lachaira. There's no svar at all. That's an important point. So you're not going to back down from this. You're saying there's no svara, and l'chayra, I agree. It doesn't seem to me there's any svara. You should get what's in your hand. It's a din. It's a din that if a person's a mosaic, he's a mosaic. He keeps. So we'll get to the fringes in a second, but we'll get to that in a second. I'm first talking in the Rabbi Vuo's case. We'll see the Gemara in a minute. We'll see what the Gemara is mashma. I'm just asking, it's not shaykh to learn the Gemara unless we first decide what the Gemara is talking about. When the Gemara says you get what's in your hand, I can't figure out any svara that you should get what's in your hand in svara. It's just, that's a din, such a din. That komash tazam shalayhu. No? Everyone's going to ask him to that. No? You ask him. There's a svara to it. Is there any svara that what's in your hand you should get? Everyone's going to ask him that the pashtus, there's no svara to it. We're going to have problems later coming out this way. This is l'chayra pashtus pshat nigamar. That it's just kachem advarim, that if what I'm holding is mine, what you're holding is yours. Just like every time kamasim shalayhu, the same thing here. Okay, so let's assume that it's that way. So let's assume it's that way. Whatever's in my hand, I get. Whatever's in your hand, you get.
And we'll see. We still have the same problem. When I'm holding half of it, we're just holding the edges. Still, the Mishnah says if you leave the best and most, and not sadi lahai, not sadi lahai, it's still. But there's a problem that kol echad is tov kipush ben batal shel chaver. You have the same problem here also. Why don't we make the gzera? Why are we giving you this 60 or 40?
Oh, so for that we make you swear. Because shalei kolchem tayus l'shayach. That's why you have to swear. That's what Gemara says. Wait, in the 40 and 60.
40 and 60.
Said, I'll be a machlokes rashi to the Rambam and Tosfos. We'll see in a minute. In a few minutes. First, just see the Gemara, just the pashat, the pshat in the tfisa part. It seems that it's nothing to do, it's not related to svara at all. It's a din. We have a rule that if you're holding something, we don't start up with you without a raya. So it's a chiddush in the Gemara that if you're holding something, we don't start up with you. It's even true if two people are pulling at the same talus. We still say, we look at where your hand is, and exactly along where your hand is, there we cut it, and or we imagine it cut for its value, and that part you get, And that's the way we split. L'chayra, that's at least Pash Pshat in the Gemara. We'll see if we have to change it. In the meantime, we'll go with such a mahalach that's just a svara, that whatever's in your hand, we don't start up with. It's not a svara. It's a kasa, it's a halacha, that whatever a person has is his. Let's see what the Gemara says next. Rabavo motion to them ubishvua. That you have to swear, which is the chayra mishnah. That is the machlokes here, Tosis in the Rambam. We're going to put aside the shvua for a minute because we're just still starting trying to understand the etzem din of holding on to it. And then we'll get to Tosis. Ela masnis diktani de palgi behadadi v'loy ketani zanayt la makam shiade megas. Our Mishnah says that they split. It's mashba, they split everything. It doesn't say zanayt la makam shiade megas. Hechi mishkachas la. What's the hechitimtz of the Mishnah? Amra papa de tafsi b'karkashta. The holding the karkashta. So before you do anything, taich karkashta. Rashi says karkashta is taich fringes. Means there are some threads hanging out at the end of the baguette. I don't know if it's deliberately or for design, whatever reason. And you're holding the fringes at the end of the baguette. And that's the case of the Mishnah. The Rosh says, Karkashta, I don't know if he's arguing in Taich, but he just says Karkashta means you're holding a non-choshev part of the baguette. The Rosh's Lashon of Karkashta is that you're holding... Tarsi b'kakashta, pirish, the Rosh says, svas ha-beged, she'ein b'yad echad gimel al-gimel. She'ei davar chash. That nobody has gimel al-gimel. So Rashi says it means the threads that are hanging. The Rosh says it means less than gimel. Pashtus, they're not arguing, only in Taich. And the Mishnah is talking that the tarsi b'kakashta. So, it's a good teretz. They're holding the karkashta. Now think for a minute. Let's say I'm holding the karkashta, and you're holding the karkashta. I tell Bezdin Yechlaitu, I want the karkashta. I want the karkashta. I was holding it. It was in my hand. Do I get it? Well, the Rosh says I'm holding less than gimel al gimel. I'm holding two etzbais. So now, if I'm holding two and you're holding two, so it's silly to fight over it because we get the same. But let's say I'm holding two etzbais and you're holding one etzbah of the baguette, and I say I want it. Would I get it? I wouldn't get it. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. If you say I don't get it,
it's not a real string. It's not considered a real string.
But it's in my hand. And we started off today by saying we're not talking svaras. There's this rule that whatever's in my hand, I get. Why is that gimel al gimel? Even a thread. If it's in my hand, it's mine. If I have a thread in my hand, why is that? I'm not. Wait, if I have a thread in my hand, you have a right to take it away from me? It's my thread.
We had
Rabbi
Vegas in the
Ferish
that it goes, that it is, that we do keep it from the Ferish.
Really? You got Rabbi Vegas in the Ferish for cat, maybe?
We had the thing with it, each one's considered a Vaidah. That's what he means, that the Kamais, remember that was.
I'm asking you a svara. Do I get what's in my hand? I don't get what's in my hand. Should I get the thread? I have two etzbais in my hand. You have one etzbah. What should happen? I want it. I want my two etzbais. I don't want to split the whole thing. I want an etzbah more than you. So why now? Why shouldn't I get it?
Then the same way over there, din is that it doesn't have to be svara that you get what you want. The din is you get it. The same thing with karkash. The din is karkash is not considered anything, so therefore you don't get to keep it.
If you only have a karkashta, you're walking in the street, you have this karkashta in your hand. You're all excited. You found it. You'll be able to show them what a karkashta is. And I want to take it away from you. I have a right to take it from you. Someone's not choshev. I have a right to take it from you.
No, it's yours.
Here it's also, I thought you told me that whatever's in a person's hand is his. You know what you told me? Whatever's in a person's hand is his. So whatever's in a person's hand is his, you got to give him the karkashta too. What?
It's bottled to the baguette. It's just a small.
What do you mean it's bottled to the baguette?
It's bottled to the baguette. Like, tits is a bottle to the baguette.
I can't own something
Because it's possible for the pagan.
I understand how people. It's not a thing. It's not its own thing. Then you can't own it.
Why can't you own a karkashta?
If you don't own a karkashta, you could own. But
yeah.
In this case, it's part of the bag.
But why can't I own the karkashta at the end of the baguette? In Svara, it makes no sense that I ever had a bailus on a karkashta. But if you're telling me, then I should have a right to get my karkashta.
It's nothing.
No, nothing. I want it. It's my threads, and I want it. Don't tell me it's nothing.
But the velt
won't get it. I want to get it. I have it in my hand. We started off by saying Pshat in Yodei Megasis, Kol Hashem Seyon Shalayhu. Everybody agreed. If Kol Hashem Shalayhu, then you can't tell me that it's not Choshev. If it's not Choshev, I want it. I should be able to get it.
The din is that it's not Choshev. So it's just like the din is everything that's in your hand is yours. The din is over here. Takash is
where do you get this din from? That because I can have something even Pachs Mishava Pruta and I can have it in my hand. Nobody can take it away from me. If I have something that's worth less than a pruta in my hand, somebody has a right to take it away. If I want a thread, I could have a thread. I want to have one etzba of a baguette. What's one etzba? It's an inch of a baguette. So I want to get 1 inch more than you. So let's say we're fighting over a blanket. The blanket is 70 inches long. So I'm saying, when you cut it, don't give me 35 and him 35. I'm holding an extra inch. So give me 36 and give him 34. Why shouldn't I be right? And it's one etzba's an inch. So I'm holding another inch in a baguette. I want another inch. If you're going to tell me that pshat in this whole sugya of Yodei Magas is it's a din, it's a halacha, that whatever's in my hand, no, Ari, what do you say? You're quiet?
So
then you have to come up with a svara. It's hard to figure out a svara of Yodei Magas.
Because what's the din of the mission? The din of the mission is whatever the case is, my gosh, it shouldn't get any worse. It has to be better. It has to be stronger. You have to get more. So, you have to get more or something more.
Why do I have to get more? If the question is who picked up the... Either we picked up the talus together, or you picked up the talus, or I picked up the talus. Because I'm holding 2, 3, 4, 5% more of the talus, why should I get more? It's Svara.
The mission, whatever the case was.
Yes. No time, whatever the case. The case was two people walk in the street and they picked up a talus and he says he picked it up. He said, I picked it up first. It's a very clear case. Pick any percentage you want. The Gemara says, well, if it's equal, then they're fighting for nothing. Then Rav Avoh is not doing me any taiva. If two people walk into Bez and they're holding equal amounts, so Rav Avoh says, Shnayim Chalkim, they take Yodei Magas, they split the rest. If they're holding equal amounts, so no big nafgamina if you just split it, or if you say he gets his, and then you split it. It's no big nafgamina. Obviously, one person has a bigger Yodei Magas. One person is only 15%, and one person is only 5%. So Rav Avoh said, give him 15, give him 5, and split the rest. That's the case. What's the svara that I should
say? This one's holding.
So what's as far to say that he should get 10% more because he's holding 10%? What is that? As far as means that it's logical that extra amount is his. Is there some logic?
Depends on what you're looking at. If you look at it, they must have picked it up together and made like each one has half. That's not how I look at it. I'll prove it to you. Because if I say that this one says I get half and this one says I get the whole thing, that's not how we look at it. We don't look at it. Each one made the whole
thing. So therefore what? Tell me a svara. If you could do this, tell me a svara why we should give him... one person only 15%, one person only 5%. So we end up giving him 55% of the baguette, and he gets 45%. Now you, I'd be very indebted to you, if you could figure out as far as the veld, why he should get 55 and he should get 45, without saying it's a halacha, that whatever's in your hand is yours.
When he walks to the bezin, how much do you see him holding?
15% of the baguette.
I see him holding 55%. Because the middle part, I see them splitting. By the second I walk in the bed,
so you see him only 55. Good. And you see him only 45.
Therefore, I don't care that the haluga in the early assembly. I don't care that this one, they picked it up, it was not there.
So what's as far to give him 55?
This one's like on 55. This one's as far. This one's like on 45.
Yeah, but either they picked up together.
I don't care.
Or they picked it up separately.
It doesn't bother me.
But svara has to make sense. Svara means it's logical.
When the Mishnah says, if I said I don't have to, you say you want the whole thing, I get one quarter.
So that's a din. Okay, I'm asking to the din. I'm not asking you. If you tell me it's a din, then it's fine, it's a din. I have no problem. But if you can tell me it's a svara, that if someone's holding something, somehow that part is removed from the sveikis, I don't see it. I don't see how you can remove that. You could tell me it's a halacha. But tell me it's a svara that somehow, because he's grabbing onto more, it's somehow more of a raya that he has a shaykhus to it. What's the raya? Why should I get more? Because it's a stronger tefisa. Let me ask you, two people come into Bezin. One person says, I bought this talis from Ruvain. One person, I bought it from Shimon. So they tell him, bring your rayas. So they go, they start bringing things. Is Bezin going to care when they walked in what amount they're holding when they bring rayas? Does the amount they're holding have anything to do with it?
If you have another raya, no.
No. So the fact that you're holding it doesn't make you stronger or weaker. If you're holding more or less. When you're talking about comparing rayas, the fact I'm holding more is not going to be a raya. I think you have to learn the way we said in the beginning, that it's a din. That mashatasi abishalayu, it's a halacha, that what's in your hand is yours. I don't think we'll be able to figure out a svara. And the fact that the Rishayim and the Paiskim were silent here, that you get what's in your hand, they didn't shtel to svaras. Vice dice, that what's, it doesn't prove anything from their silence, but it sounds like it's a pashta thing. Everyone knows, and mainly you got what's in your hand. I'm asking for that. But then the shverakite is on the karkashta. Why, in the case of karkashta, don't you give the person what's in his hand? So I have to tell you, the Shach says that in Achinami, the Shach in Kuflamet Ches, Sivkot and David, says that in Achinami, if a person's going to ask for the extra few threads of the karkashta, he'll get it. The Gemara just means they're holding the karkashta, and nobody cares about the karkashta. We assume that they don't care about it. And when we divide, we divide. So he gets a few more threads, a few less threads. Our assumption is that they don't care. But in Achinami, if they be grabbing onto the karkashta, and they'll say, I want my part of the karkashta, I want my part. So the Shach in Achinami. So according to the Shach, the fact that it's good, it's a din. And karkashta, what's the teretz of karkashta according to the Shach? The whole teretz of karkashta is it's an amount people don't care about. So mameila, stama, they don't care about it. And Bezin has a right to assume they don't care about it. And everything is fine. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Agois, on the Shulchan Aruch, brings from the Prisha, that argues with the Shach. The way he understands the Prisha, he's saying that fakert. He's saying that even if he asks for karkasha, you don't get it. If you're holding karkasha, he says tfisa loy mahani, bedover shei nechashuv. The fact you're holding it doesn't help by something that has no chashivas, and you lose. That needs a hesber. Needs a hesber. Why should I lose the karkashta? If I want the karkashta, and I was holding the karkashta more than you, so I should have a right to it.
Why
does the Gemara say it according to Shach or according to Rabbi Kiva Eger? According to Shach, it's very good. If you're holding less than 3 on 3, we assume that you don't care about Yodei Magas. It's not Chashuv. So that's why the Mishnah just says Chalkin. It doesn't say Zanayt La Mokim Shem Magaz Zanayt. Okay, according to Shach. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, we have a little bit of a problem. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that when you're holding the Karkashta, or less than Gimel HaGimel, you don't get it. So Mishnah is very good. Mishnah is Yachloiku. You don't get it. Question is, why shouldn't I get it? Why shouldn't I get the Dover Shein Chashev? That's, you can't take away, somebody has one potato chip in his hand, it's not Chashev, it's worth less than a pruta. Can't take it away from him.
The next Gemara, right after, says we learn from this din the concept of command of passing. So what do we say? We're saying that this case, when two people walk and hold on to a talis, we really have three talis. We have command of passing W1, I'm holding. Command of passing W1, he's holding. And then the talis in the middle. So we say the same thing over there by Khalif, you can't say command of passing.
Wonderful.
But on something that's not kosher.
Why can't you say command of pasta?
Because it's something that says, all of you say command of pasta, we're going to split something up into two chavetz.
All right, so we're changing, you're right, we have to think about it that way. When we cut to our Misharshia, the next line in the Gemara, we're changing from saying the words, kol ashtas yam shalayhu, and the halacha that we're talking about is the halacha called command of pasta, which we also have to understand. What does it mean, command the pasuk though? Rabbi Sharshia says, let's see. Omer Rabbi Sharshia, Shema Mina. Hai Sudra, Kivan the Tavis Vashalish Vashalish. When you're in a situation where you're doing a Kiyah Halipin, and you get a handkerchief. So the one giving the handkerchief gives it to the says, the Kaina gives a handkerchief to the Machna. The Machna, by taking the handkerchief, is Machna whatever he does in exchange. So that's Kiyah Halipin. So Shema Mina, Hai Sudra, Kivan the toughest by Shalish or Shalish, as long as you're holding three etzbais by three etzbais, Karinam Bay, Vinostan Lareyehu, the command of Pasik Dami Vikani, because it's like it's cut off at the point that you're holding. Zagam Shashia, what we're talking about here is a new concept. We're talking about a concept of command of Pasik Dami, that whatever you're holding, it's as if it's cut off. So we walk into Bez, now with a talus. I'm holding 10% of the talus, and you're holding 20%. So we have now a new phrase, that whatever's in my hand is command of Pasuk Dami, whatever's your hand, command of Pasuk Dami. So let's just start with an easy question. Why? Why should we say command of Pasuk Dami? Why should we say command of Pasuk Dami? Because Kamash Dash Shalayhu? So you didn't gain anything. I thought you just... 1 minute. You came along and you told me that I have a new thing. I'm not talking about Kamash Dan Shalayhu, I'm talking about Command the Pasuk. Command the Pasuk is just Kamash Dan Shalayhu. So it's just another way of saying the same thing. What's the Mishashi's Chiddush?
Well, you can't just go and cut things in pieces. You're not saying just cut things randomly. If you're holding, it's yours.
Whatever I'm holding is mine. Whatever I'm not holding is mine. I think we all understood that for above all.
You don't go and you don't, can't say Command the Pasuk on a thread.
Why can't you say command the pasuk on a thread?
Because the idea when we say command the pasuk is we could say we could look at this as two separate chapters. But if you can take something and can't look at it as two separate chapters, you can't say command the pasuk. You say this is.
Why should we look at it as separate chapters? So you're telling Rashash is saying a new thing. You look at it as separate chapters. Why? Why should we look at it as separate chapters and not as one chapters? And he's holding part, and he's holding part, which is the truth. Why should we look at it? What's the svara or the halacha that tells us to look at it as separate chafetzim? So that part still needs explanation. Rav Shashi has to be saying a bigger chiddush than before, and he is. He's saying that we look at it as separate chafetzim. So the key to this is a Rambam. The Diuk Lashon of the Rambam, when he brings our Mishnah, is the following. First, the Rambam says, Shnei Mezim B'talus. Zayin Leit L'Mokim Shiyah D'Megas. Zayin Leit L'Mokim Shiyah D'Megas. V'ashar Chokim V'shal. Easy. He brings the Din of our Gemara. You have two people holding the talus. You take your part, you take your part, and the rest we split. Then the Rambam says, next halacha. This is all in Hilchas Tayin V'Nitin, Perek Tes. I think it's halacha vav, shnayim ozim betalis, and halacha zayin, shnayim ozim bekli. Two people are holding a new case, a keli. The holding, pick any keli you want. They're holding a baseball bat. And they come into Bezin. One says ani mitzasiyah, one says ani mitzasiyah. Or shnayim ozim bebehema. Two people are holding an animal. And they come into Bezin. So to Rambam, zaymakula shali, yachloikum. There the Rambam leaves out, when you're holding a keli or a behema, the Rambam doesn't bring our Gemara that zeh noit lad makom shiyah demegas v'zeh noit lad makom shiyah demegas. He doesn't say if you're holding a baseball bat, so you give him 10%, it's in his hand. You give him 20%, it's in his hand. You split the rest. The Rambam doesn't say it. By keli, the Rambam leaves it out, and the Magid Mishnah writes on it: by keli lo yamrinan command a pasuk dami. By keli, you don't say command a pasuk. The Lechem Mishnah is a kasha. He says, why? Why? Why by a keli? Why is there a keli and a beged? Why by a beged you do say command the pasuk and by a keli you don't say command the pasuk? What's the reason for it? Why a beged should have one din and a keli should have another din? So obviously if we understand the answer to this, we'll understand command the pasuk. The Ursa Meach is Masber, the Rambam. tell you what he says. First, I'll tell you the words he says. Then we'll have to try to understand it. The Rambam says, the Rambam says that it depends. There's an expression in Shas, "Shi'icholek v'shmayalav." There are certain things, if you cut them, you don't ruin them. If you have a piece of beged, now if the beged's a jacket, and you're going to cut it down the middle and give him half and him half, obviously you're ruining it. But if the beged is a blanket, and you cut it in half, it may not be as good as it was before, it's still usable. Use it for a baby blanket. It's still usable. Zatar Sameach. Anything that imi cholek shmayalav, that if you split it, you cut it, shmayalav, it retains its name, then there's a din of yachlaik. Anything that imi cholek ein shmayalav, then you don't say, zenait lad makam shiadeh magas, v'zenait lad makam shiadeh magas. Then the part that's in the hand is totally irrelevant. And you say achlaiku 50-50, even if one is holding more than the other. You don't separate the part that's in the hand. Or to phrase it differently, what the Arsamech is saying is Rav Sharshia says kamanda pasak dami only on things that it makes sense to cut. That if you cut it, if you physically cut it, it's still a baguette. If not, then not. So now, we have a whole new way to look at this Gemara. Now the Gemara is not just saying, it's a halacha, whatever's in your hand is yours. We're saying, come out the pasuk dami. You only get what's meyode megas if it's a something. If it's something, shem yecholek shvayalav. That if you cut it off, then it's still something. But something that if you cut, it's not a something. So then there's no din of come out the pasuk dami. Yachlaiku is even if it's not like that. Because Yachlaiku, you don't cut it. Yachlaiku is bedamim. So you're asking a hard question. You're asking why. So that's the question. First, I'll tell you what he says. It all comes to the same why. All these whys are come down to the same thing to understand the din of Yadei Magath. But what our Sameach is saying is that our Gemara's Chiddush, that you get Mash Yadei Magath, is a rare chiddush in some cases. Most cases, there's no din of Mashiach Demagas. If you're holding a jacket, if you're fighting over a bat, if you're fighting over a broom, anything which if you cut, it gets ruined. There's no din of Zedait Labatim Yadim Shemagas. There's no such din. So now again, the question is why? Come back to the same question, why? Why do you get... I started half an hour ago by asking you, you get Mashiach de Magas, why? So when we thought it applies to everything, so it was all easy. We said, Kol Mashiach v'Shalayu, you get it by everything. Fine. First we had Rabbi Kiva Eger, who said it doesn't go on everything, it doesn't go on threads, which needs Hesper. Now we have the Rambam, who says it doesn't go on most things. The Din of Yadei Magas does not apply to most things. It applies only to things which way you're holding it, if you cut it, it doesn't, it's shemayalav. Why? on the thing you cut off the remainder.
What is retaining the thing that you cut off? The thing that's still
on the remainder? I'm not sure. I brought our Sameach, he seems to be saying a svara. He's saying words that are a svara, but I don't understand. He says, "Bekli dim timer mada aches biyadei have a kaposik." If you're going to say what's in his hands, like it's cut off, halai su avat shmai shemakli stam kli klein kain hu. L'chein b'chol gavni, if a madukin by gam kain have a din yachloikum. M'sheinke b'talz to shmai olav ak b'sholish al sholish. See, that's, he's saying even the part you're holding has to be Shmai Olav, B'Shem Beged Olav. L'chein, and have a kaposik, Madinoka Piyadei, Sun Nishur Shem Beged. L'chein Yesh Bechalukim. Chilukim. I don't clearly understand what this. There has to be a good svara here. I'm not sure what this svara. Again, the question of why, I'm not sure. But one thing is klar. With this, our sameach, Rabbi Kivega is 100% right. The Sameach is saying you only get what's in your hand if Shmayel. If in what's your hand it has a Shem Baget. If what's in your hand is too small to be called a Shem Baget, so you can't say I want the Karkashta. Because that's not what's in that what you have is not Shmayel of. It has to be that the Gimel al Gimel that's in your hand, you would Shmayel of Af Bishalosh al Shalosh B'Shem Baget al Av. So Rabbi Kivega Klar is going with whatever the Svara Dor Sameach is, which presumably is the Rambam Svara, that we're here, we're learning a new thing now. We're learning that when you learned this Gemara, you made a laning. And anybody who learns this Gemara the first time, it sounds like a very simple Gemara. You get what's in your hand. It's somehow it's sensible. I can't explain it, but if you're learning the Mishnah and you tell somebody you get whatever in your hand you get, you're only fighting over the middle. It somehow makes sense. Now, that seems to be not true, at least like the Rambam. Our Gemara is saying a big chiddush. Because in most cases, what's in your hand is irrelevant. If you're fighting over a baseball bat, and you're pulling, and one guy has two-thirds of his hand, and the other guy only has the edge, they're not going to matter. That's what comes out. If they're fighting over a bat, and one guy's just holding it to handle, the other person is holding most of it, they're going to split 50-50. That's what the Rambam says. The only time that we say Yodei Magas is a new din of Commander Pasak Dami, that things that you could cut, that you really could cut, it wouldn't ruin it, and you don't actually have to cut it. You can sell and split the Dami. But anything you could cut is this din called Commander Pasak Dami, which we have to understand what the din is. And this halacha, Commander Pasak Dami, tells me that what's in my hand is mine, what's your hand is yours, you split the rest. It's like you say, like three talis. Like the part of my hand is my talis, the part of your hand is your talis, and the middle is the chalukah talis. Now, I still didn't answer why, because it's still very hard to understand this, why it should be this way. But everything changed. Ramashashi changed the whole Gemara now, the way we understand. This is a total switch in the sugya, that it's not just whatever's in your hand is yours, or is your hand is yours. No, most of the time it's not that way. It's a din of Commander Pasuk Dami. It's a din that things are considered to be cut, if they're right to be cut. And that was the Chiddush above all. The Chiddush of Commander Pasuk Dami. So we still have to work on this to understand the rule of Commander Pasuk Dami. There is a Reb Chaim on this, which we're going to leave for tomorrow. What we're going to get into tomorrow is if this Commander Pasuk Dami could have a Shaykh is Hilchos Shabbos as well. Because till now, it's nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Till now, it has to do with Hilchos, how do you split? Now we have a din of Commander Pasuk Dami. The Reb Chaim is here. Hilchos Chaim Vinit, and I think it's... No, I'm sorry, it's Hilchos Geneva. The beginning of Hilchos Geneva. And we'll see if I understand the Reb Chaim, we'll explain it tomorrow. If not, we'll struggle with it tomorrow. But for today, I want to get to Tosfos. It's interesting. Tosfos goes into the Shavua Inyan, and it's interesting. All the Mefarshim on this sugya talk about Tosfos and the Rambam Shavua. It's like missing that someone should explain Klar Pshat in the Gemara. They open the Rishayim. They all jump into the Shailo Yagar is Hashar B'Shavua Yinat. They all get into the Shavua. And it seemed that, obviously, to them was Toshit, the answer to the question we started with. Why Mokim Shadim Agas? It's a very difficult question to answer. Why do you get a Mokim Shadim Agas? Why? We don't have a clear answer. And the answer we started with is Taka good, if not for the Rambam. If you go to Shach, then no matter what you're holding, you get, then it's fine. But... Okay, let's see what the Mefarshim do talk about. There's plenty on this, on Tosfos. Amochi Rabavo Vashar B'Shvo. The Gemara said the Rabavo motioned to them, and he said that you got to swear. Don't forget the Shvo. Now, there are two Gersois here. obviously, Tosis had a girsa b'hashar b'shvua, and Tosis rejected it. So clearly, there was at least somebody who had a girsa b'hashar b'shvua. What does hashar b'shvua mean? It means you only swear on the middle, not on what you're holding. That's the girsa b'hashar b'shvua. The chiyashua is only on the middle, the achlaiku part, not on the part that you're holding. Zaktaisis nira delay garsina v'hashar. It's not true. You don't swear only on the middle. Da'af b'mash yode magas yishpe. Even in the chelik that his hand reaches, he should swear. Kivan de niskana hashvua shalaye hadam haylach v'taykev. The whole shvua was people shouldn't go grab from each other. V'taze yishpe af b'mash u taifis. U'mukal makayim. Let's stop here for a minute. Taisis says, and the Rosh says the same thing, that you swear on the whole thing. What's Taisis' raya? Taisis' raya is in Svara, that the whole thing is a gzera, you shouldn't go grabbing, so it's a good Svara. The Grot Seichen Suh, that the Rambam argues, the Rambam like Kosef Kain, Eli De Gilbo. The Rambam says, what do you swear on? Again, you have two people come to best. One person's holding 15% of the talus. One person's holding 5% of the talus. What's Bezdin going to pass in that he gets 55% and he gets 45%? What do you swear on? So, to Rambam, you swear only on the middle part that you're dividing, the 80% that each one's getting 40. That's all you swear on, not on the part you're holding. However, Dr. Rambam, there's a din of Gilgul Shvur. Because a Gilgul Shvur, Amoida, you swear the whole thing. Lamaisa, what's a nafkamina between the Rambam and Taisvis? Anybody have a nafkamina between the Rambam and Taisvis? Huh? What's a nafkamina? What? There's no shah. Okay. If we have nafkamina, if one person's holding 60, and it's 50-50, then stuff like that. Well, anyway, so let's say one's holding 60%, one's holding 40%. And everything is tachas yadam. There's no shard. There's nothing left out. According to Taisvis, you swear. Taisvis is swearing no matter what. According to the Rambam, you don't swear at all. Because what's the chayav b'shvua? The middle. And there is no middle. So therefore, you don't swear. That is the pashta nafka mina between the two of them.
The swearing on like Taisvis.
What?
By
Taisvis. And therefore what? You want to go back to what we talked about before? Maybe you're right. I'm not sure. Unless it's just a gzeira, because Shalei Kolacham Halach V'Taikev. Okay, just the other nafkaminas, anybody? If it's a Gilgul Shvua, not a Gilgul Shvua. Any other nafkamina, if you swear on what you're holding, because a Gilgul Shvua, not? Ah, so what were all those nafkaminas? The Rambam. The Rambam did hold it. Right, remember we said, if you remember, the Rambam Shita was the Dasya. The Rambam held that a Gilgul Shvua, you only swear if the other person's Teiveya, the Gilgul Shvua. Only if the person demands it. Bezdin doesn't automatically make you swear a Gilgul Shvua. The Rambam Shita was, Gilgul Shvua is only via Teiveya. And they asked on him from Saita, and then we looked up the Rambam and Saita, even by Saita, he was only via Teiveya. Gilgul Shvua is only if the Nitva demands the Gilgul Shvua. That's another nafkamina, according to the Rambam. You only swear Mashatachas Yodai if the other person's Teveya, the Gilgul Shvua. According to Taisis, it's automatic. Another nafkamina we had is if you say Mitaich by Gilgul Shvua. If you don't say Mitaich by Gilgul Shvua, if he refuses to swear, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't lose. So if you hold like the Rambam, it's only a Gilgul Shvua. It's another nafkamina. If he refuses to swear Mashatachas Yada, he won't lose. According to Ram, the Ritaisis, it's not a Gilgul Shvua, it's an Ikar Adin. So if you don't swear, you do lose. So we have whatever Gilgul Shvua Nafkaminas, there's one more Nafkamina, one more major Nafkamina. One was if he's Teveya, one is. What? Or if you can just say, the third Nafkamina was, Could he say, I don't want to sway the Gilgal, so I'll just give up on the middle? Let's say I have two people come to Bezdin. One's holding 65% of the Betalis, the other one has 20%. So what's left between them is 15%. So according to the Rambam, we tell them, okay, you have to swear on the 15%, and we'll be Megalgal the rest. Many people would say, you know what, let him keep the 15%, and I won't want to swear, I'll just go home with the 65. So according to the Rambam, we said that you can do that. A person could just say, you know what, forget the Iker Shvua, and then I'll be part of the Gilgal Shvua. Meshechet, according to Taisvis, that the whole thing is the Iker Shvua, so you don't have that option. So these nafkaminis that we always come up by Gilgal Shvua will be nafkaminis here as well. There's a raya to the Rambam. Alright, the raya to Taisus is obvious. Taisus says a svaradik raya that shleya kalachar halaf taikat Taisus shachaveira. You should swear on the whole thing. How does the Rambam answer that? So Nachlas David says that a Gilgal Shvua is also enough to dissuade people from going and grabbing. He'll have to swear on the Iker, on the middle. Whatever he's holding will be a Gilgal Shvua. So Chazal didn't have to make another Takana. That's what Nachlas David answers. What? It's true, but okay. I guess the Rambam is saying that in most cases it won't matter. In some cases it will. The raya to the Rambam, the Shach brings from the Teres Chaim. Where did the Rambam see his Shita? Well, first, the Rambam probably had the Girsa, the Hashar B'Shul. But he brings a raya. The raya is from the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kasha. Before if Papa came, said about the Karkashta. You have to go back into the Gemara before it said Karkashta. The Gemara said, "Elamas dis niktani de palgi v'adadi v'loy ktani zaynak lamach shein lemagas heichem ishkachas la." Where is the cash? How do you have a case that you just split it? Heichem ishkachas la. A chayra, according to Taisvis, you could have the case. Each person's holding half. Each person, I'm holding half. You're holding half. We come into Bezdin. The Mishnah could be talking in a case when I'm holding half, you're holding half. You don't have to say Karkashta. Because they're the opposite of Karkashta. Karkashta is barely holding anything. So, for the Teres Chaim, you can say exactly the opposite. I'm holding halfway, you're holding halfway. So, since we're both holding the whole half, I have the whole half, you have the whole half, we come into Bezdin. So, Mishnah says, Yachlaiku, Bishvua. Why don't we set aside the Mishnah that way? So, Bishlam alayt the Rambam. The Mishnah can be talking that way. Because the Rambam says there's no Shmua if I'm holding half, you're holding half. So according to the Rambam, it's very good. But according to Taisus holds that you swear even if you're holding the half. So why don't you set aside the Mishnah and each side's holding half? So like the Teres Chaim, that's how the Rambam saw his Shita, that's a right, the Shita's a Rambam for this case. So the Shach brings the Teres Chaim. He says a very geshmaka teretz to his kasha. Why can't we set aside the Mishnah that each one's holding half? Why not? Anybody come up with a teretz? Why can't we set aside the Mishnah? Each one's holding half. Mamish holding the complete half. They're holding the talis down to the middle. I mean, you know something? When two people are fighting over something, it's probably more shchiach that each one has half on his hand and that they're just holding the karkashna. So, why not? Why can't the Mishnah be talking that way? So, the Shach, listen carefully. How are you going to explain the Sefer? One gets three quarters and one gets one quarter. What's the case? I'm holding half, you're holding half. I say kulishli, you say chaitzishali. What's the case? Why do I get three quarters and you get one quarter? If I'm holding half and you're holding half, what should be the din? What? Each one should get half? Huh? Each one gets half. And so you only swear what you get, yeah. What's the case of three quarters and one quarter? Elama, you'll say, well, that case, one person's holding three quarters and one person's holding one quarter. No? The Reish is talking, I'm holding half, you're holding half. And the Seif is talking, I'm holding three quarters, you're holding one quarter. It's like the Shach, you can't say that either. Of course, why not? Huh? The Lashon of the Tainah. Oh, very good. The Tainah. The Shach says, if they'd walk into Beis Din, I'm holding three quarters, you're holding one quarter. I say Kula Shali, you say Chetzi Shali. So I get three quarters, you get one quarter. It's true. But it doesn't matter if I say Kula Shali and you say Chetzi Shali. It doesn't matter what I say. If the person holding one quarter says Kula Shali, and the person holding three quarters says three quarters Shali, but they're holding it, still, the one holding three quarters gets three quarters, and the one holding one quarter gets one quarter. So the Sefer can't be talking in that case. But the Sefer can't be going on such a case. The Mishnah says, Zayimakulashali gets three quarters, Zayimakulashali gets a quarter. That case can't be talking that he's holding three quarters and he's holding a quarter. Because that it doesn't have to say Zayimar Kulashali, Zayimakulashali. It's mashma, they both say Kulashali, the din's different. It's not a story, it's a din. The ratio is Zabakulish and Zabakulish. If the Sefer, I'm only three quarters, you're only a quarter, continue. Zabakulish, Zabakulish. If I'm only three quarters, you're only a quarter, I get three quarters, you get one quarter. Don't change it to Zabakulish and Zabakulish. It's very Gishmak and Teretz. So it can't be talking, we had to Zetzanayim Bekakashta, we couldn't Zetzanayim that I'm holding the whole thing. Because if we're together holding the whole thing, Nachidami, the ratio would be good, but the Sefer wouldn't be good. Because if it's Admokim Shiyadeh Magas, if everybody's holding, then the Taina is irrelevant. Who cares? They say Kula Shali, Chetzi Shali. As long as they say what they're holding is theirs, they get it. That's how the Shach rejects the Torah's Chaim's Raya to Shita Saranda. The Nesivis says, no, the Teres Chaim meant something else. You're right, the Shach's Teres is right. Teres Chaim meant, didn't mean they're both holding, each is holding half of the whole thing. Teres Chaim meant they're each holding equal amounts on the bottom of the baguette. Equal amounts, b'shava. Since they're holding equal amounts, the Lashon HaMishnah is good, yachloiku. It didn't have to say, he gets Yodei Magas, he gets Yodei Magas. Because that's in the Mishnah. I'm holding 5%, you're holding 5%. As long as it's equal, Zak Nesivis, the Lashon HaMishnah is very good. Yechlaikum. And that would be a raya. How's that a raya to the Rambam? Because the Rambam could say as follows. Say, Bishla, why didn't the Gemara Zetzerayim, they're each holding, why did it say Karkashta? Say each is holding 5%, 10%, but they're equal. And the din of the Mishnah is true. So the Rambam says, Bishlam like me, you couldn't say that. According to the Rambam, why couldn't you say it? Each one's holding 10%, and they fight it, and they split. You couldn't say it, because there's no Shavua on what you're holding. Bishlam like me, there's no Shavua on what you're holding. There's only a Gilgul Shavua. The Gilgul Shavua doesn't have to say. Every missionary mentions a Shavua, there's a Gilgul Shavua. But the Iker Shavua is only on the middle. But like Taisus, he swear on everything. Why did you set sign the Mishnah? They're holding it equally. So Nesivis, that's why the Rambam didn't want to say it that way, because then you can set sign the Mishnah, they're holding it equally. Nachlas David says it's not a shtaka raya. It's not the derech of a Mishnah to talk in such a case. Dafka, the Mishnah wants to, the Mishnah should tell you, he gets Mokim Shia Demagas, he gets Mokim Shia Demagas. Some cases it's equal, some cases it's not equal. Rakapanim, the Nesivis says that that's the Raya Lashita Sarama. Okay, as I said when we started, this on the Taisvis, there's plenty, everyone talks about it. On the Gemara, we're still left hanging, and hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to work out, just to answer this one question. Why do you get at Mokim Shiyad and Magas? What's the reason? Especially, what's the reason the way the Rambam says it? And hopefully, Shavetcha for tomorrow too, the next Sugya, those of you who are here for Gittin, we've spoken on Daf Ayin Ches in Gittin a little about the next sugya.